It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday the 28th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Like the operating system options on your computer, there are really just a few big players in the mobile operating system market. Android and Apple's iOS take up the lion's share, followed by the Windows Phone operating system and the one BlackBerry uses. So is there room for one more? We're about to find out. Firefox, the popular open-source web browser owned by Mozilla, is getting ready to launch its own OS for smartphones. Mozilla plans to offer Firefox OS starting in July, but not in Western Europe or the U.S., not even in China. Instead, the company will focus on countries in Latin and South America and Eastern Europe. Less competition, maybe, but not just that. Here's Mozilla's chief operating officer, Jason Sullivan.
There are still billions of people who are yet to come online, especially in emerging markets, and we believe that there's room for more choices and more options for them.
How is the Mozilla operating system differentiated in your mind from, say, iOS or Android?
So Mozilla is an open source, not-for-profit organization, and you know, we have developers' freedom to hack. And for Firefox OS, we aim to provide a model for app development that's based on the web, so you can build apps and directly distribute them to people without having to go through an app store if you don't want. So it's a more direct model for developers. And for users, you know, we're aiming to give them their first smartphone experience. So a simple system, it's highly social and really easy to use and has all the security and privacy that people expect from Firefox.
You've got some deals with hardware providers. LG is one, as I understand. You're concentrating in some of these markets, Brazil, Colombia, Mexico, and Eastern Europe. Why are you focusing on these regions?
What we're seeing in those regions is, in Latin America, for example, only 14% of people have a smartphone. So there's still many, many people who are not yet online. So we believe that, you know, part of our mission is to help these people get online and enjoy a great internet experience. So we're focused on those places where what we call the next billion are coming online.
How would that play out in a situation where you've opened up the market a little bit more in a place like Brazil, and then, I don't know, Apple decides to come in and throw a bunch of money at marketing to people in Brazil? What are you giving customers there that you think will prepare you to stay competitive?
We're giving consumers a great value, and I think that's really important. And what that means is, you know, a very inexpensive device that gets you on the web, and that's, you know, delivered in partnership with network operators. And we're also giving them local content. And the reason for that is, if you know HTML, the language used to develop websites, you can easily develop an app for Firefox OS. And that's what developers know all over the world. They all know how to develop for the web. There's more developers for the platform than any other. So we believe that over time we'll see rich local content that will be highly relevant for people in these countries.
Jay Sullivan, COO of Mozilla, thank you.
Thank you.
And before we go, a little reminder that a new gadget isn't always the best tech investment. A guy over at the site The Next Web just did this calculation. If instead of buying a PowerBook G4 in 2003 for $3,300, he bought shares in the company that made that laptop, his Apple shares would now be worth $216,000. Okay, man, some math problems better left unsolved. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.